Healy was happy to hear back from Jesse, but didn't have any breakthroughs to report about his time spent drinking with James Earl Vandekamp. Mostly he feels sorry for himself. He's a typical drunk, Healy caught himself. Sorry, Jesse. You know what I mean. Nothing's his fault. He's got 1,000 would-have-dones and should-have-dones, but nothing went his way. It was all someone else's doing. I know. I've been going to AA meetings lately, and you hear that a lot. Almost everyone gets up there and says that they used to blame everyone and everything but themselves and the alcohol for what went wrong in their lives. But all is not lost, Healy said. I got the sense that there's a lot of pent-up anger in him, and that with the right push, he'd have a lot to say. So? The thing is, I was a stranger to him, and I'm an old fart in his eyes. My guess, you'd have more success with him. He even mentioned you after he'd had a few. Said you seemed like a good guy for a cop. High praise. Don't laugh. He asked me about you, whether you were hard on the people you arrested or whether you were fair. You think he had anything specific in mind? Nah. I don't think he's got a friend in the world, old James Earl. He wouldn't talk about his dad or about the Saviors. I tried bringing them up, pretending I didn't know who he was. He clammed right up. Thanks. Try him again tonight, Jesse said. Maybe with him being more familiar with you, he'll open up. It's worth a shot. You getting anywhere? Maybe, but nothing solid. Healy was curious. Want to talk it over? Not yet. Molly knocked and came in. Hold on a second, Jesse told Healy, putting his hand over the mouthpiece. What is it, Molly? Joey O'Brien from the Scuppers on the phone for you, she said. Says he remembers something. Tell him I'll head over there in 5 minutes. Molly gave Jesse a thumbs up and left. Healy, you there? Yeah, Jesse. We'll talk tomorrow.